Chapter 23, God's Ways. Because the morning was so cold and frost covered the windows, Melinda decided to pull the quilt tight against her face, stay in bed, and daydream. Thanksgiving was now a week behind, and with Christmas coming so soon, she felt she needed to get serious about her wishful thinking for the holidays. She had just settled back on her pillow when Mom came in the room and asked her how long would she be staying in her bed. All healthy and mindful folks were up, dressed and getting about their chores. Melinda, feeling put upon, decided to ask Mom why could she not stay bedbound and still be considered well. All she wanted to be doing was daydreaming about the coming holidays, and why was that being lazy? Well, Mom did not want to be putting a paw over her thinking good things, but she was quick to be telling Melinda that too much daydreaming was bad for the soul. Many times our wanting and getting were far apart. Mom, do you think I'd be getting this letter and be hungry and fur? Melinda asked as she threw the quilt aside and got to putting on her underthings and reaching for her dress and long stockings. Mom looked at her carefully in the face and told her, Mel, darling, this is what I've been trying to impart to you. The times be bad about now and money being short. Christmas for our house be mainly good cooking and fellowshipping. To Mel, this was not good news, and she was being hard put back to keep the tears from running down her sweet cheeks, but she was one to be trying to understand all that Mom told her, and this was no exception. Mom, are we poor? She asked. At this question, Mom, who was heading out the door, spun around and, knowing Mel needed a proper answer, asked her to sit on the bed with her, and she shared these thoughts. Many people be thinking money be making folks rich, and because there be no money, there be no riches. Mel, precious girl, this be not God's way of thinking. Money is a tool used to provide, but riches be things of the heart and soul. Would you be wanting a sled, or would you be wanting strength of the Lord, or perhaps courage in a trial, or wisdom for making decisions, or love for others, or hope when all seems lost? You are needing to be knowing that the gifts of our wonderful God can't be gotten with money, but our riches greater than any earthly king's treasury. Money has never, nor will ever, give inner peace to a troubled and hurting heart, dear girl, like the presence of God's will. Melinda had to be mulling these words carefully, for they shattered any hope she had of seeing her desired sled on Christmas morning. After her chores were finally done, and she asked to go outside so she could be thinking upon Mom's words, she bundled herself against the cold. Shutting the door, she went into her thinking place in the barn and sat a long spell pondering. It was easy in the humble surroundings of the barn with the simple stalls and no trappings of the world to distract her, to dwell on the humble circumstances of the Christ child and his family. Somewhere in her heart, she opened herself to God and allowed his grace to be shown her that Mom did speak the truth. She vowed to remember these words spoken to her in love. Christmas after that time never was associated with money and possessions, but was always being thought about as family, peace, harmony, joy, hope, and love. Melinda was seeing through the eyes of God that many rich were indeed poor, and many poor were rich. The yearned-for sled came the next year when the crops were more bountiful, and Mel knew why God had her wait for that extra year. She had learned a lesson, a standard of life that stayed with her all her years and which she passed down to her family. She realized the gift of the teaching, and she knew now the riches of the gift of love and wisdom Mom had passed down to her as a legacy.